Welcome to My Heart Songs podcast number 217, The Good Old Days. The sweetest kiss I ever got was the one I never tasted. Lyrics from Sixto Rodriguez, a Detroit singer-songwriter whose work was largely unrecognized in the U.S. in the 70s but became widely popular in Australia and South Africa during apartheid. He recently died, and his rags-to-rags career was beautifully told in the Oscar-winning documentary Searching for Sugar Man, which is a do-not-miss, in my humble opinion. I wonder what his own version of the good old days would look like. According to Google, the phrase was first used in 1726 in a book dedication by John Henley. Quote, "To all honest admirers of the good old days of their best and wisest forefathers," close quote. For me, an immediate distinction is the recent good old days, pre-cancer, no endless lab and imaging tests, no gazillion daily supplements and regular immunotherapy treatments, and the more abstract but still quite real good old days when I was growing up. For many, the recent good old days were pre some serious diagnosis or loss of someone dear, but it is the ancient memories I wish to briefly excavate and examine. My childhood recollections of Brooklyn street life are incredibly positive. Yes, it was an environment where everyone had their bike stolen at some point. I was held up at knife point in high school, and we were always in some fear of the big guys with their zip guns and violent tempers. But overall, it was a simpler time, where disappearing until dinner time, playing on the neighborhood streets, or romping in the nearby park were commonplace. For the small fortune of 15 cents, one could get a pencey pinky, a Spalding high-bounce rubber ball that provided unlimited entertainment. I often tell the story of meeting up with other emergency room docs in Manhattan for a mock airplane disaster drill at Kennedy Airport. We were helicoptered to the site, and en route we passed over the green oasis of our neighborhood park, established in 1901 on the border with Queens, which I had never seen from the air. Tears filled my eyes as I realized what an impact that 141-acre paradise of trees in the midst of urban blight and sprawl had made on my formative years. It was, as I like to say, a front porch time of life, where folks sat out after dinner, walked, and visited with neighbors and friends. I've commented previously of the great American shift from plaza to front porch to backyard to living room to individual room to computer screen time in search of online community. So paramount among the list of the good old days for me was that sense of vibrant street life and neighborhood, where if I screwed up in any serious way, my family would know about it from caring nearby residents by the time I made it home. And large Italian family Sunday dinners would be part of that nurturing community I experienced, eating good food, laughter, and playing cards with a variety of relatives. Too much screen time and childhood obesity were without a foothold in our culture, still sleeping future public health problems. Somehow, consumer madness had not yet established itself as the new religion. Stores were actually closed on Sundays. Mom-and-pop shops far outnumbered big-chain establishments, and the when-in-doubt, do-without was the more prevalent attitude than modern-day entitlement to the latest and greatest techno-gadget. Big pharma, big media, and big ag were just starting their relentless takeover of the culture, community, family, and individual. Milk was delivered to our door, freshly harvested chickens commonplace, and markets had larger produce sessions than processed foods. I remember that my maternal great-grandmother never ate anything out of a can her whole life. At 96, she was blind but strong as an ox, as she gripped my hand, pulling me down to her diminished height while inquiring, "Come stai, Vittorio? Come stai?" I imagine there was quite a bit of suffering, natural disasters, and the evident aggressive, warlike folly of humans, but the instant info aspect was not there. Ignorant bliss, perhaps, but it created a sense of safety and optimism about the world. Yes, we did have absurd drills where we crawled under our desks to prepare for nuclear attack. Yes, there was a lot of hidden domestic violence and child abuse. Yes, being gay or different was likely to find one in the closet for most of one's life. Yes, the evils of patriarchy and the lack of opportunity for women and blatant racism were there. How is it that we couldn't keep the good stuff while exercising all that bad? Bring light into dark corners without damaging community so badly in the process. The U.S. Surgeon General recently highlighted our current epidemic of loneliness and isolation, various studies associating it with greater risk of not just depression and anxiety, but also cardiovascular disease, dementia, stroke, and premature death. Japanese authorities are ramping up efforts to counter a growing wave of loneliness, with nearly 1.5 million of the nation's people living as hikikomori, or shut-ins, in reality complete recluses with little contact on a daily basis with other humans. Richard Rohr reminds us, quote, "Human existence is neither perfectly consistent, nor is it incoherent chaos. Instead, life has a cruciform pattern. All of life is a coincidence of opposites, a collision of cross purposes. We're all filled with contradictions needing to be reconciled." Close quote. The good old days had their many imperfections, yet for me, the strong bonds of neighborhood and family, the relative lack of corporate greed, and the more tempered influence of media on our lives made for a better childhood. I had a dream recently where I was greeting a men's wellness acquaintance, now deceased, and asked him how he was. He replied, "Good," and slightly disturbed. My sentiments exactly whenever I contemplate my days of yore. I wonder what elements stand out for you, dear listener, about your own good old days. Thanks as always for listening, and remember, friends and family can easily sign up at myheartsongs.org.